The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, May 11th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 Radio, and also available on all popular and unpopular podcast platforms 3 days after the radio show. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of Nature's Pharmacy. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, the founder of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga and growing since 1979. And joining me is the legend of East Ridge and guru of the common man and PhD of Waffle House and potentially a Portofino someday, Clint Powell.
Yeah, I eat at Portofino's. I love Portofino's. And let's just, the great thing about today's show, Ed, and I know you're not finished with your introductions, but in with the Holistic Navigator are two doctors. And I'm just, I think it's probably one of the most intellectually heavy podcast rooms you've had in a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah. I'm just now bowing out. I said intellectually heavy.
Hey.
That's my bandwidth for words for the day.
We do have the senior heavy hitter, which is Dr. Kurt Deering, is with us today for the whole show. Welcome.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
He's nervous is what he is. He's asked you twice on what the topics are, and you said, I'm surprising you. And he's like, this is stupid. This is a dumb radio show.
I would never say
but
that.
You know, as bad as, he's not that nervous, but he's a little nervous, but nothing like Scott would be. He would have water pouring off of his face. I've never seen a middle-aged man who gets so nervous when the video button gets pushed. He won't do it. He said he'd quit. He'd have to go somewhere else.
I actually do not get nervous.
You don't. You do well on videos.
As long as I'm comfortable with the topic, I know what I'm talking about, I'm good. It's the only times I've ever had nervous for talks or when it was something relatively new that I was, you know, afraid I was going to forget something or, you know.
Yeah. I don't understand why Scott gets nervous either. He's very well spoken. He's smart about the topic. He's good at sales.
I know, but he
talks to anybody.
Anybody, but not to a camera.
Well, we're not in cameras in here. It's just microphones.
Tell people about Dr. Deering's latest podcast.
I'm not sure. I think it'll either be coming out this week or the week after because we've got two in the hopper over there at Nutrition World. But it was a great podcast. About a month ago, we sat down and decided because the Nutrition World podcast has had several iterations. This new one is between 20, 30-minute conversations. I just facilitate very casual. The first one was you about the origins of Nutrition World.
Which was great.
Yeah, thank you. And Kurt did a great job. And Katie was also, and you know, hers is in the hopper too. The good thing I like about the podcast so far, if we can keep it going, which is kind of on me, is that it's very casual. We use the story of how the people got where they're at Nutrition World. But so far, Dr. Deering, you, and Katie have all been great about bringing products and suggestions to the table. You know, not diagnosing, not trying to cure people, just giving anecdotal evidence and stories about how these things have helped. And that's what people like. If they can be entertained and they get to take away, there's some actual advice that I can listen to, that's the best. So his will be out, I think, probably next week.
That's wonderful.
And you can just find it at nutritionw.com while you're doing your shopping.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I always talk about. Create a team approach on many levels of life, but on the level of health, which is what I've spent my entire life doing professionally for 46 years, it is accumulating the people you trust that has experience. Quickly, May 17th, the Lung Bus is going to be at Nutrition World from 11 to 3. Why do I recommend that? I'm not a big fan of most really diagnostic preventative things, but in this case, I think the risk outweighs the benefit. No, the risk doesn't outweigh it. The risk is minimal. Campbell, and the benefit is great. Okay, got that backwards. So benefit is good, okay? Get that clear, Clint. Quit looking at me that way. So it's going to tell your calcium score. That's the biggest advantage of this. And it also is lung cancer is about 98% curable on stage one, and it will pick it up. And there's many people who have lung cancer without smoking. And it is free to Medicare patients. And if you are a smoker, I think it's also free. I'd have to check, go to events under nutritionw.com to sign up. May 22nd, brain training by Learning RX. And that is, Michelle is amazing. You interviewed Michelle.
She's been on the 18 to 80 podcast twice. I've released the first episode about part one, the brain and aging, and part two is coming out. You'll like that one. She did a little real-time test with me, like in the real moment. And at first I failed miserably. And the second attempt, I failed miserably. So it's very good. It's a real-time fun test. And now that I know how to take it, the next time she comes on, I'm going to kick butt. But it's a great conversation.
Well, her whole method is the fact that there's so many multiple pathways to how the brain learns.
Yeah.
And we only accommodate the ones we're comfortable with, which actually weakens the ones that we're not. It'd be like when I walked with a cane for so long with my bad hips, it was weakening everything because I was not using them. And when you don't use something, the body just kind of makes it go into the opposite area. Well, what she does is Learning RX is figures out what pathways are not the most efficient and helps to balance those by the same way you do it in the gym. If you're, your back is weak, you're going to do back training. Well, she's going to do the training for the part of the brain that's not working. And you don't know what that is because it takes some really serious testing.
Right.
Great place to go for adults and children. May 28th, we're going to do Age Gracefully. It's an interview with the owner of True Grace, and it's how to unlock the potential of graceful aging after the age 50. And this guy's fantastic. I did a couple of videos with him in Orlando last year, and I was so impressed by his knowledge. May 28th, free lecture, 5:30 to 7, Aging Gracefully. I want to tell you, I went and got my real ID the other day, and I ate. It would not be considered by any means it would certainly not be a organic meal. I went to Lily Mae's. Have either of you been to Lily Mae's?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Nope.
Dr. Kirk?
Have not.
Okay.
I did go to the Mexican restaurant you recommended. Now it's my favorite Mexican restaurant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, if that's right outside Learning RX. It's right down the sidewalk from there. And what's it named?
Sister?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I asked him a question he didn't know. He's getting nervous.
Yeah. I'm getting nervous now.
Hey, it's right behind Carrabba's. How about that? It's right behind Carrabba's. Right?
Yes. Are you looking it up, aren't you?
No, I'm not looking it up. Y'all can stumble over the name of this place all you want. Very rarely, Dr. Darren, do I get to be one of the smart people in the room. I'd love to hear you stumble over names for a second, to be honest with you.
Wonderful Mexican food, because I had it last Sunday, taco salad, and it agreed with me very, very well. But Lily Mae's been around, the most country-fied little, I don't want to say hole in the wall, but it's been there a long time. And what did I eat? Because I left the real ID. Luckily, it only took me about 55 minutes. I did have an ID. I mean, a reservation for the ID. And I left. I thought, where am I going to eat at 10:20? And I used to eat there a whole lot when I was married and with my daughter.
In Red Bank, right?
Yeah. And they were packed.
Yeah, yeah.
Cars everywhere. Well, I had 4 eggs over medium, and I had sausage. Certainly was not organic and certainly was not raised with the best foods or best anything. Dang good breakfast. I'm telling you, I did get gravy, and I put 3 bites of gravy on some eggs because I wasn't going to eat the biscuit.
Santas.
Okay, Santas, you're
Mexican
right.
Mexican grill and sports bar.
Yes, excellent, excellent, excellent. And I want to say, you probably get tired of me talking about, Clint's already shaking his head, yes.
I don't know what it is.
The Oura ring, the Oura, O-U-R-A ring, okay? The reason I love it is because it manages my life, my stress, my REM, my deep, my heart rate. It tells me when I'm sick. It tells me when I'm well. But it really helps me evaluate my quality of sleep. So it makes me do better when I'm doing less than good. Well, they just added something.
Mm.
I ordered it.
Of course you did.
Of course. $99. I have the weakest fingers on a keyboard of any human you know.
You're buying it, baby.
That's right.
What do you got? What'd you get?
It is a continuous glucose monitor. You get 2 for $99, and it's going to go directly into the Aura platform. I'm so excited. Yes.
So, okay. So nice. If you'll notice, I don't have my Whoop on today. Yeah. It's made me feel kind of naked. I put it off this morning and I didn't put it back on. So the glucose monitor, the ones for your arms, so they're going to come and they're just going to be 2 weeks. See, how does that work? Is it forever? I don't know how this works.
Well, each monitor lasts 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then you pop it in, pop it off, and you don't need it more than 4 to 8 weeks. You figure out everything in 4 weeks, generally.
I'm going to see if the Whoop has that, but go ahead.
And I am excited about that. I know, you know, unless you get an Aura, which I've had three of my employees buy the Aura. I think Molly's got one, Fallon's got one, and somebody else has one. And if mine broke tomorrow, I'd be at Best Buy's by the end of the day tomorrow. That's how it is. So,
well, I've also been recommending him in my consults.
Have you?
Yeah, for people who are having sleep problems and sleep apnea and different problems. And so,
tell people about your consultations that you do. You don't want to do too many, but you are taking people on a little bit daily basis to do what?
Well, they come in. It depends. I'm getting all sorts of things I never thought I would get. My specialty is supposed to be looking at their pharmaceuticals and seeing if there's anything that can be better. Is there any drug interactions going on? Is there any things that really don't need to be on? Is there anything that we have in the green pharmacy that's safer and better? And that's pretty much what I like doing. But I've been getting all sorts of different ones in. I won't go into all of them, but sometimes I'm just wondering how qualified I am at some of these, but I do the best I can. But I'm definitely loving the people that I feel like are on this, the medications that I feel like have all risk and no benefits.
I love that.
And I'm, you know which ones I'm talking about, and because we've talked about them on the show before, but love getting them off the ones that are just doing them harm. Mm-hmm. And we've got such better choices, you know, on our shelves that can do such a better job, so much safer, and have side benefits instead of side effects. It's just that part of it's great.
Well, the other thing that I know about you is you're the only person that deep dives. If somebody says, I'm going to ask you these three questions when I see you 2 days from now, you're going to spend time before they walk in, like crazy time. And, you know, again, you advise people, they go back to the doctor and ask the doctor whether they can change or not. But you are giving them such 35 years experience. Is that how long you worked in clinical pharmacy?
Yes. Yes.
And that's dealing with patients. That's dealing in between the doctors and the patients. You are a valuable asset. You are a real diamond that I found when you came and found me, actually.
And the reason that I have to do so many deep dives is because they'll come in, they start talking to me about the pharmaceuticals. I already know about them. I don't have a problem with those. I know the side effects. I know the risk, the benefits. It's the nutraceuticals that, since I've started doing this, that I have to do the deep dive on. What are all the options? And it's amazing, just when I think I'm like, ooh, I've got this one nailed. You know, I got the diabetes nailed. I know about the berberine and the cinnamon. And then all of a sudden, three other things pop up that I didn't ever even think of. So it's really the deep dive and the time-consuming part has been to become a better integrative pharmacist.
Love that.
You know, in order to be able to make sure I'm, you know, and I'm looking at everything. Is this stuff got head-to-head studies? Does it have data to back it up? Because I'm from the medical world where we supposedly are really into making sure that everything is outcome-based. What do the studies show? Do they show that there's a positive outcome at the end of the treatment?
There you go. So. Yeah, you're just not hearing a rep talk about it and saying, oh, no, take this. I love your passion and focus, and it's just such a valuable asset for Chattanooga. Well, we are going to have a lot more to talk about because I got a bunch of notes here. And I got a really interesting story on this 5,000-year-old man that they found in the dirt. So it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be carrying a lot of information forward. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Dr. Deering, and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Spring is coming and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer my experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit @homechattanooga.com or find me on Facebook or Instagram. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio Show. Your host Ed Jones and Clint Powell are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week now for 7 years. And you know, I failed to mention in the first segment, it is Happy Mother's Day. Correct? Correct, Dr. Kurt?
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, thank you. Correct.
Yep. Happy Mother's Day. Yep. I've got, I mean, I hate to say it, but my mom's the best. But
that's okay. Yeah, yep. And I heard some...
It's official.
The rumor that she is hitting the gym. At what age?
3 or 4 days a week, mid-70s. Her and my dad both, they go together.
That's great. Yeah. That is so valuable to their longevity.
Oh, yeah.
As Dr. Atiyah says, the number two most valuable metric for mortality is if you're weakening your muscles, you are going to have a quicker death rate. And if not quicker death rate, certainly less quality of life. The more strength you build, the longer your chance of living. And so good for them.
Yes, thank you.
You know, I don't know. I've always just been so intrigued about thinking about history of humans and how were we back not just a few hundred years ago, but hundreds or thousands of years ago. What were we like and what did we do? I found this article, and this is it was high in the icy silence of the Alps that this man laid frozen in time, hidden under the snow for more than 5,000 years. And hikers discovered the body in 1991, but they had no idea they had stumbled upon one of the greatest archaeological finds in modern history. And this guy's on display now in the Tyrol Museum of Archaeology in Italy, but talked about, because they analyzed it, his diet. This is what was so interesting. And one point other than diet that will very much intrigue, I know, Clint and myself more than Dr. Deering, but we'll talk about that. But beside him at this where they found it was a copper axe, a flint knife, and a long wooden stick. Keep in mind, 5,000 years ago. But the wooden stick was later confirmed to be his bow and arrow. Mm. I love that. His quiver still held the arrows. Some were finished, some were half made. He did wear a coat, leggings, a belt, and a loincloth, all crafted from animal hide, and a bearskin cap to protect him from the cold. Even his shoes were stuffed with grass for warmth. Near him laid a broken frame, likely the remains of a backpack. But here's what I really, really enjoyed reading. He carried birch bark containers. Not sure what a birch bark container is, but one of which held charcoal and maple leaves, clues to fire making or medicine. His stomach, miraculously preserved, held his final meal. Guess what was number one? And they're doing it by the ratio of which one was the most prevalent. Meat. Second, fruit. Third, grains. And fourth were plants. So that was his diet. I mean, probably everybody's diet back then. If they could harvest an animal, because he carried a bow and arrow, obviously that was the purpose. But here's the other thing that we'll like, that Clint will like. Mm. Perhaps the most haunting discovery. I don't know why they say this is haunting. 61 tattoos at 5,000 years ago. He used charcoal, and they would draw things into their skin, which means it didn't last too long, but he had 61 of those on his body.
Awesome.
And again, this thing rests in the Tyrol, T-Y-R-O-L, Museum of Archaeology in Italy. Found that very fascinating.
Two things. First of all, I'm a little surprised I didn't find donuts in the system. That's just me, because that seems to me like a high priority back in those days. Second of all, in the world we live in nowadays with all the haters, someone would listen to this and go, all that health and he still died.
You know you're right. Isn't that right, Kurt?
You know what I'm saying?
It is
People
true.
Hear this and go, oh, and look what good it did him.
Look, I will
he still
so,
died.
I will so remember Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Peace Prize probably in the 60s, and he was the biggest promoter of vitamin C on earth. He took a lot more than I actually think we need. He was doing 10,000 units a day, and he died at 92, and they said exactly the same. See, the vitamin C didn't work. He died at 92, very healthy right before he died. Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
How much vitamin C do you take, Kurt?
About 1,000.
Yeah, I do 1,000. That's the most I do now. I've done 4,000 all my life, but with oxalates, I think if we do too many, it makes oxalates.
I definitely bump it up if I'm feeling something coming on. And I don't do it every day. But would that be the paleo diet?
It kind of would be, yeah.
Because the cardiologist that I follow, the natural heart doctors, I mean, he's written a whole book on it. He calls himself the paleo cardiologist or something like that, paleo doctor. But anyway, so that's based on what, meats, lean meats, fish, eggs, fruits, nuts, and
donuts. Yeah, this guy didn't eat nuts because I doubt there were nuts 5,000 years ago. Like, would there be nuts that
sure,
long?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't there be nuts? I think they're natural, aren't they?
Yeah.
I suppose so, I guess, but I wouldn't imagine there'd be a lot of pecan trees or Brazil nuts.
Look it up.
Yeah.
You guys shouldn't talk smart
for a minute. He probably wasn't having the healthy oils. He wasn't doing olive and coconut and avocado.
There's no Jiffy peanut butter, but I might have been, I can't picture there not being nuts.
Well, he would be getting, I feel like healthy animals do have healthy meat. I mean, healthy oils somewhat, not omega-3s, but it would have some oils that would be beneficial. And then if he had the nuts, then he would have some of those.
But his environment was way different too. So a lot of the stuff that we eat nowadays is counteracting plastics.
Exactly.
So if there were lower levels of different healthy stuff in him, it's probably fine because his environment was as toxic.
Well, that's the truth. That is for sure the truth. I have a big article here on microplastics and chewing gum.
Hey, real quick.
Yes,
just
go
real
ahead.
Quick. Yes, nuts were available and consumed by humans around 5,000 years ago. Archaeological evidence suggests that nuts like pecans, walnuts, and hazelnuts were part of the diet of prehistoric people in various regions. For instance, the Aratic people of American Southwest consumed pine nuts.
Pine nuts.
There you go.
Oh, you said pine.
Pine. P-I-N-Y-O-N.
That's called
pine nuts.
That's called pine nuts. How do you pronounce P-I-N-E,
Kurt? P-I-N-Y-O-N is pine.
It's
not pine nuts. Oh. I'm from the South. We say pine.
I've never heard of a pine.
I haven't either. That's why I pronounced it.
Excuse me. Okay. I take all that back.
Listen, you've had a treatment today. Let me lead the wordsmithing over here, sir. All right. Back to you and your cards or whatever Dr. Deering are talking about.
You're leading my cards and my PR program. So we'll end it at that.
Hey, only if it works do I want credit.
Hey, chewing gum releases microplastics in the mouth. Chewing gum, a single piece of chewing gum can release up to 3,000 microplastics into your mouth within minutes, and most is released within 60 seconds.
Of plastics?
Of microplastics.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, and I'm going to find this out, is the gum that Nutrition World sells have microplastics in it?
I was just getting ready to say how much I love that new gum you have.
I know. I know. And it says most consumers are unaware of the gum base contains oil-based and synthetic rubbers similar to those used in car tires and plastic bags. So you have rubbers when you buy chewing gum.
Okay, whatever.
Remember, wait. Wait.
Never has a tire tasted so good as Hubba Bubba or Big League Chew. Fruit, juicy fruit. Y'all can, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Do you chew gum, Kurt? Do you chew gum?
I do not.
I only started because Nutrition World has the best tasting gum I've ever had in my freaking life. And those bags up front, they're big, they're juicy. Yeah, no gum lasts more than 2 minutes.
I like Fruit Stripes because you can do a whole pack of that in about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But Juicy Fruit?
No, Fruit Stripes, the one with the zebra on the front.
Yeah.
But I love the gum at Nutrition World.
I did that.
I'll do that now. I'll look like I'm chewing cow chewing the cud on that stuff.
So how's your workout, Clint? How's it going with the boxing?
I stopped, but I was sick, so I'll start back next week.
Yeah, good.
I've taken the last 2 or 3 weeks off.
Now, Kurt's been working out. You've been hitting it pretty hard, haven't you?
I have. Other than my mom had a stroke the Saturday before last, and with all of us helping take care, it's really put a damper on it. But that's mom's come first, especially now it's Mother's Day. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But I got a friend that works out with me. We keep each other pretty accountable.
Good.
I think it's important. That's what I tell people when they come consult with me. When I realize that the missing health pillar that they have is exercise, I'm saying, you got to do it. This is the number one thing you can be doing. This and the diet are the best things. And then the supplements, of course, are important. But those are the two most important things. And you got to find somebody that's going to hold you accountable. And if that's what it takes for you, but if they don't, and when you don't have somebody that's holding you accountable, man, you can start making excuses like crazy. Yeah, I mean, I know you don't because it's such a part of who you are. But for the rest of us in the world, there's all kinds of life events that happen, and it's just amazing how much it can pull you away.
Well, talking about your mother, I know you helped to kind of balance that protocol for an aging person, the balance between risk-benefit, pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, and I know she's blessed to have your expertise, but that's not always easy, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, and I think you're referring to the fact that she's part of the reason that I'm sitting here today is because when I was trying to help her out with her cognitive decline, there was nothing in the pharmaceutical world. You know, there were some things that might slow the progression, but once again, always coming with side effects. So I reached out and said, what can work? I started researching it. Next thing you know, I've got her on all kinds of things like ashwagandha and lion's mane and MCT oil. And the great thing about my mom is that she tolerates these things really well. And the supplements she tolerates really well. The downside of my mom is you can't get her to do the things that require work. The exercise, the brain exercises, the things that actually require a little bit of effort to be put in, the eating healthy. So, and that's our biggest downfall. Yeah, I mean, that's all of it. If you look at the world, our biggest downfall is what everybody's putting in their body, how we're eating. That's the biggest toxicity that there is. I mean, I know we've got all kinds of things coming at us now through different various ways, but to me, that food we're eating, and I sure hope Maha and Kennedy can change these things around because that's going to make the biggest difference in the world. And now, until I started working at Nutrition World, I had no idea about all this regenerative farming. And I'm going out next. Matter of fact, I'm going to be missing next Thursday.
Okay,
I won't be here because I'll be going to the regenerative farm.
I am sending. How many people am I sending up there? Three.
At least three or four of
us. Yeah, there's a regenerative farm by actually the guy that owns Ancient Nutrition.
Yeah,
it's right past Franklin, Tennessee.
Yeah,
I think.
Yep, it's in Franklin, and I'm so looking forward to that. I don't know if anybody's seen the movies that are on Prime, but it's called Common Ground, and it's got like Jason Momoa and Woody Harrelson and all these guys that are talking through there. They did another one. It's called Kiss the Ground. It was it got a little bit too much into the climate change kind of thing, but for my good. But the bottom line is the Common Ground came out. Basically, that's sort of the play on words there, is that we've got to get the soil healthy. And the common ground between all of us, liberals, conservatives, Republican, Democrat, is that if we don't change this, we're in trouble.
We're in trouble. Yes, we are in trouble. Next segment here, let's just kind of review what you would recommend for an aging person, a basic Green Pharmacy Nutraceutical Plan just to help memory. One, the goal is first to slow the lessening of the memory, and the second is to actually make it better. Now, so maybe when we get back, just throw a few little tidbits out
Absolutely.
About what you would recommend on that. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be covering those other areas. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, Dr. Dehring, and Ed Jones, stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio and Podcast, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer, healthier lives by embracing the latest in accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. So we're talking to Dr. Kurt Dehring, our clinical pharmacist at Nutrition World, and I'm always super intrigued by how can we maintain mental focus and preventing the fast decline of dementia with age. I mean, I don't know, Clint, do you know anybody that's 80 and 90 that's still sharp? I know a few people.
Yeah, my grandmother, before she, you know, she fell and broke her hip, uh-huh. which is always kind of the usual start of the decline.
Yep.
She was 91. Good luck getting something past her.
Really?
She was as sharp as a tack. And then over the next 2 or 3 years, she passed away when she was 94. Mm-hmm. The decline came after being in the hospital, going through the rehab, yeah. living by herself, yeah. that kind of stuff. But yeah. And by the way, just I'm grateful to have another doctor in the studio today. So I'm glad you're directing your questions to Dr. Dehring.
Yeah, I'm glad you're glad, Clint.
Yeah.
I really am not. Okay. What would you talk about, Dr. Kerr? Just a basic protocol for an aging person. When I say aging, I'm really talking about 50 and over.
I was going to say, because it starts early.
So. It does. And it started for me in my, when I, right around 50, 51 years of age, I was starting to get brain fog. My weight was kind of up. I was like, something's got to change here. I do not feel good. Every time I eat, I don't feel good. And so my sister and brother-in-law had gone to a plant-based diet. And I said, that's what I'm going to do. So I went plant-based, and it turned everything around. And, of course, I started incorporating that with my patients in the diabetes clinic. That was the most drastic change I've ever seen. I mean, people went 4-point drops in their A1C just by change. I mean, it's common sense to you, or it's so simple for you, but it's amazing in the medical world how it's just so pharmaceutical based. Like, this is the drug you're going to use, and we don't even give the lifestyle changes. Like, we mention them, we you got to mention them, but you don't really give them any credence.
And that doesn't get people on a plan when you just mention, because they don't have the ability to create a plan. You have to help them push into a plan.
Right, right. So, and for me, that got rid of my brain fog, and I've been moving forward ever since. But I have an update, though. I did reach out to Scott, and he sent me our two different kinds of gum we have. We have Epic Xylitol gum. It does not contain plastics or synthetic polymers in its ingredients. That's a cinnamon one. We only have one form of that. However, bad news. The Pure gum, and it's P with two little dots over the U. I guess is that stand for, is it pure? I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's PUR. That gum lists gum base as an ingredient, but does not disclose the specific components. Most modern chewing gums, unless specifically marketed as plastic free, are made from
chitosan, probably. I don't know how you spell it.
C-H-I-C-L-E?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Most will use synthetic polymers such as polyvinyl acetate and polyethylene in their gum base. These are types of food-grade plastics. Studies have shown that both synthetic and natural gums can shed microplastics when chewed, and Pure gum is not specifically marketed as plastic-free. So there's a chance it is, but I would think they would have marketed that. Unless maybe that's not a big deal.
Well, they can't make it 100% plastic free, so they probably couldn't legally do that. Well, you know, all we will look for is the best that we can get. But so which brand had the lowest, do you think?
The one that we have is called Epic.
Epic.
Xylitol gum. It's cinnamon.
Is that the only flavor we have?
Well, the picture that Scott sent.
We have other ones then. Well, thank you very much for that. So, memory. I'm 52 years old, older.
Part of my mom's plan that we went into is there's things I got her to do and things I didn't get her to do. Of course, first thing I did was checked her vitamin D levels. She was at 23. So
way too low. 50 is the start of the magic with vitamin D.
And here's the interesting thing you'd like to hear this, Ed, is that I started her on 4,000 units.
Uh-huh.
I thought that would get her up into the 40s or 50s. Next time we checked it, she was 108.
No.
So you'd be like, how did she get to 108? Which I don't have a problem with, by the way. Her doctor freaked out a little bit, but they don't understand vitamin D levels.
Especially if they
take
vitamin K with it. That's what's
She can't do K, which is... I feel bad now. I have a whole career of treating people with warfarin in my anticoagulation clinic. I feel bad now what I did to their bones, but... Sometimes you don't have a choice.
You don't.
It's either a choice between potentially clotting or, you know, not being able to get your vitamin.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So I got her vitamin D levels wet. But no, the interesting thing about why her levels went so high, she has this thing called MAC. It's a microbacterium. It's got a microbacterium that lives in your lungs. It makes you metabolize vitamin D differently, and your levels will actually go up.
You are kidding me.
Yeah.
I did not know any of that.
Yeah. Well, so don't you know that bacteria, they make up more of us than we make up of ourselves? So they make all the difference.
But
anyway,
this is in her lungs.
It's in her lungs. Okay. Lives in her lungs. It's a tuberculosis type.
Got you. Okay.
So anyway.
Well, that may explain why sometimes when I see people and I've, you know, 5,000 is kind of where I start people at, and then I see occasionally, how did it get to 90? It must have something to do with that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and sometimes people are they're getting it from multiple sources and they don't realize.
That's true.
I've had people come in and you start talking to them, and the next thing you realize is that they're on more than 10,000. I'll say, don't freak out about it. It's probably just fine, but it's worth getting your levels checked.
Absolutely.
Then I got her on omega-3s, which is part of our core four. Everybody should be on omega-3s, essential to the brain, absolutely essential. You got the DHA part, which is the brain part. You got the and the inflammation part, and you got the EPA, which is the heart part. So you got to get the DHA up. Selenium, I got on a low-dose lithium, which is a whole different topic, and we can spend time on that at some other time, but the whole issue of low-dose microdosing with lithium is a beautiful thing. Got her B vitamins, got her C, got her on some MCT oil, and of course, you know what I got her on. At the time, I was buying cheap stuff off the internet. I don't know if I was doing any good or not, but I was getting her curcumin because I saw that that was beautiful for the brain. And so, but now I've got her on Curamed, curcumin, the 750, which I love.
The brand that's probably the most tested for all the active ingredients.
Yes, yes. And well, it's the best absorbed and right. the best formulation to have it. It actually stays in the body for 8 hours.
I have to tell you something. You know, I take so many things, and sometimes things go to the wayside because, you know, at 60 plus pills a day, I don't really mind not always having everything because then the bag gets bigger and do I really need it kind of mentality. But you kept harping on this curcumin, which I know all about. I mean, not well read in it, but it just kind of escaped my pill bag. I am on it for the rest of my life. I honestly feel that I can feel it. I'm doing two pills a day. That's all I'm doing. One in the morning and one in the evening.
Yeah. And I hope I'm not repeating myself, but, I had a day where I was showing somebody how big the pill was because they were worried about whether they could swallow it or not. And so after I was done, which I got from your stash, by the way, to show the client, the customer. So I was sitting there saying, well, I've already touched this. I may as well just take it. So this was at 5 o'clock in the evening. Uh-huh. I went to work out and I'm sitting there working out with my buddy and I'm like, why are my shoulders not bothering me tonight? I got a sort of frozen shoulder. I'm like, this is my, and then I stopped and thought, I took that second dose. So it really does. That was about an 8 hour or so length of time that it works. So two a day is sometimes a good way to go. But anyway, curcumin, great for the brain, great for everything. Most powerful anti-inflammatory in nature. I told you, I already mentioned the ashwagandha. And then, of course, this is Dr. Deering's plus four. You got the core four plus Dr. Deering's plus four more. My four more is quercetin, which I'm just mentioning that. But curcumin's number one. But NAC, N-acetylcysteine, I got her on that. Very good for the brain, good for her lungs. That's what's keeping her lungs healthy. Keeps your liver healthy. It's in every single liver detox product we've got is N-acetylcysteine. So I love that stuff. Also good for the brain, though. Alpha-lipoic acid, lion's mane, and a probiotic. So,
And she's okay with taking all that?
Well, I don't always do all those at one time. I kind of fluctuate around. One week I'll do... Like 12 of those, and then the next week I might do I'll slide out the ashwagandha and use moringa for a couple weeks or so and do something like that. Other things, these are the things I don't get her to do very well on, but I recommend for other people for cognitive function is a 12 to 14 hour fast. So basically from the last meal you eat in the evening about 6 o'clock or so, just don't eat again until the next morning around 10:30 or so. Don't eat anything 3 hours prior to bed. The paleo diet or a Mediterranean type diet is the best way to go. Oral care. So electric toothbrush. And of course, you've talked about how the microbiome in the mouth is crucial. And that plays a huge role. Your hormone levels being balanced. So, you know, making sure your thyroid and your estrogen, testosterone are all good. Stress reduction. So that usually comes through exercise, meditation, just relaxing. A good night's sleep, of course, is important. Sleep is huge. Mental exercise, another thing I can't get my mom to do very well on. Optimize your gut health, prebiotics, probiotics, postbiotics. We had a training today that you probably weren't a part of, but it was interesting that she was saying it's not about the probiotics you take and about how much you take. It's about getting those probiotics you're taking to produce the micronutrients that your body needs.
Yes.
And that's where the postbiotic.
What company was it? You know? I don't know.
It was.
Because I was out of.
Dang it.
I was in the cosmos.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you in a minute. Healthy fats. So the avocados, the olive seeds, nuts. And of course, like I just already mentioned, one of the pillars of health. I mentioned that exercise and diet are huge, the knife and fork, eating healthy. But sleep is a big part of that pillar. That if sleep is not right, it can pull the rest of them down.
Oh boy, isn't that the truth? And Clinton knows that very well. I know you don't have your Whoop, but I know you were doing better with sleep.
Well, I've been doing better because I've been sick the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so you're tired? You think the fatigue did?
Yeah, I think it was it. My body needed the rest.
Got you.
And I was voluntarily crashing early. Uh-huh. You know, I wasn't drinking as much caffeine during the day.
Well, I think you said a magic word there. You were actually probably setting a better schedule up that you weren't doing
before. Body was not giving me many options either. Around 7:30 or 8 every night, my body was like, hey, and we're done.
Okay.
And so I was waking up and hitting between 80 and 100% of my total sleep needed. My restorative sleep was in the high yellows, low greens. Sometimes one night I got 92% restorative. My HRV was a little better.
Wonderful.
That kind of stuff was good. I'm like you, using my Whoop like you use your Oura Ring, and it's to basically let me know if I'm sleeping decently.
Yeah, Whoop's is still pretty darn good.
The thing about it is, real quick, and the comparison is the death of that, though, because if I compare my normals to other people's normals, everybody's baseline's different. That's why wearing it on a consistent basis works.
Well, I found a new remedy for my sleep. It's Nutribio Sleep product, and I haven't taken valerian in probably 20 years. There is some valerian. That means it smells like Clint's poots. And so it's really, really bad. And so I'm having to hold my nose, but I have done very well. The Oura Ring proves it to me because this product is awesome. Now, what I do is I get immune to these after a while, so I have to change.
Now, the last thing that I've done in the last 3 months or so is I've added in the methylene blue.
Yep.
And that's not just to help her cognitive, but it's also she gets frequent urinary tract infections, which can also cause the confusion and make.
Is she doing okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
UTIs?
Yeah, I mean, she stopped taking it for a little while because there's her doctor that I like and I worked with at Erlanger for years. Oh. Great, great lady. But she doesn't understand our world. Uh-huh. And when she heard methylene blue, she's like, I don't think you should take that. So my mom trying to respect her.
Yep.
Now, I can override that. My mom trusts me more.
Okay.
But I did let her go off of it for a little while. Mm-hmm. And basically, that gave me an opportunity just to use her supply, so that I was using it for myself.
Oh, good. That's good to be selfish sometimes. Yeah, especially your 92-year-old mother. Yeah, steal her pills while she's asleep in the bed. Way to go, Kurt.
Mother's Day to you.
Especially before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Sneaking in herself, stealing her pills.
Yeah, I don't think you need to take that anymore. Give me that bottle.
Hey, it is time to take a break, boys. When we come back, I got a little bit of words of wisdom and maybe something else. So just hang in there. That plus more as we continue for Clint Powell, Dr. Deering, and Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my stupid co-host, Clint Powell, and the great co-host, which is Dr. Kurt Deering. Hey, sometimes, Kurt, he is just...
He is looking to replace me on a consistent basis. That man
no,
is
no
like,
comment.
But yeah.
Hey, I got a few words of wisdom. I know I kind of missed it for a few weeks, but the stoic words that I certainly sometimes hits me kind of deep. And, you know, we all have ups and downs with just stress. Stress doesn't mean bad always, but there are hurdles in life. And hurdles, like a wall, has to be at least climbed on if you're going to move forward. This was really appropriate for the times of myself right now at Nutrition World. It would be nice if it was painless. It would be nice if you could just take a pill or get a piece of advice. And it would be nice if we always had smooth sailing. But you know what? We don't. That's how most growth comes to us. Marcus Aurelius, from those many thousands of years ago, as we've said many times, had a rough go of it. He had floods, wars, plagues, betrayals, loss. This was the fire that forged him. He could not have been great without it. In his haunting book, The Ghost Rider, one of the best road trip books ever, drummer Neil Peart is writing after the loss of his wife and daughter. He had been devastated by these tragedies, of course, as anyone would be. Yet it is only at some distant roadside stop, thousands of miles into his journey across North America by motorcycle, that he begins to think, and he writes, the ponderosa pine seeds that germinate only after a fire, or certain desert plants that germinate only if their husks are worn away by stones in a flash flood, thereby ensuring they will have enough moisture to grow. An avid reader, Peart also recalled a book that had explained how many fruit seeds are designed to be eaten and thus dispersed through an animal's digestive system. The metaphor that occurred to him, as he writes this after meditating, is concerning the ordeals of new growth, that in order for a little baby seed or soul to grow, it would have to pass through fire, flood, or SHIT. Hopefully, we will be spared the hammer blows of fate that Marcus Aurelius and Peart received, but we will nevertheless be subjected to adversity. Things will not go our way. We will be chewed up and spit out, and we will be burned. We will be flooded. We have to understand that this is a good thing. This is what we need to grow, and this is how we discover what we're truly made of and how strong we truly are. Those words always, those kind of things resonate with me greatly, being 68 and looking back on my life. And even looking in the gym, do we get stronger without putting extra weights on? And we have to push hard to get through that.
I did a podcast a couple years ago on my 5-9 coaching one, and it was about the biosphere they did in the 90s where they had the perfect environment. They built the biosphere. I don't know if y'all remember that. Did it 1 and 2. They put all the seeds and the animals in there, and they put people in there, and they were trying to create the perfect environment to see how everything flourished. Do you remember the biosphere?
I did.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, it was a
You're
huge experiment. It lasted years, and one of the things they found is the trees grew so fast and beautiful, and then at a certain height, they toppled over. And the reason is they never experienced wind. And it's the resistance to wind and adversity that actually formed the root system to help them grow and withstand it. So it's the same way in life. Everything can look great, but if you have no root system based in adversity, then when things really happen, then, you know, there's basically, there's no story of David without Goliath. You got to have the adversity to become who you're supposed to be.
That's a great add-on to that message for sure. And it's easy to get lost in the challenges of the days and weeks. And, you know, amor fati is the word I love, which is the love of fate. And to understand that these things are natural to have challenges. It's not that it's a mistake of the universe. It is really there as a teacher. At least that's the way I see it, as a teacher. And I can rise above it or I can sink below it. And I thought of this before I came over here. I thought, I was talking to Scott about it, and I said, you know what? There are times when we have to turn adversity into topsoil. And saying that, that means the soil's not really going to fix our problems, but it gives us a chance to plant the new seeds that will then grow into a positive end. And so turn adversity into topsoil is the Ed Jones's little motto that I said today. Hey, I want to talk just a tiny bit because we have about 2 or 3 minutes left. You know, walking and exercising is sometimes a gray area for people. This was a study that basically nailed some of these things down. Walking 5,000 or more steps daily showed actually reducing depressive symptoms, while 7,000 or more steps significantly lowered depression. So it was kind of a gradient. 5,000 was pretty good. 7,000 and above is where we need to go. And I know on my Oura Ring, I hit about 10,000 per day. You don't have a ring, do you, Kirk?
No, but I carry this phone, which which maybe not be a good idea, but I carry this phone everywhere I go. And I feel pressure to even have it on me when I'm working out, just so I can keep track of every step I take. So I average for the last year 3.4 miles a day.
How many steps is that?
That is about 10,000.
Yeah, I'd say.
I think. Let me
does
go
your
back
whoop
and look.
Do yours?
Yeah, I'm averaging between low end 8 to high end 11, okay. But usually I hit 8 pretty regular.
Then you're
800 yards.
Oh, wow. Well, you're joining right in. I see whose butt you're kissing, whose boss you think he is. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Who signed your checks, buddy? Over here giving me gal. Yeah, no, I hit about 8,000 average, 10,000, between 8 and 10.
No, it's getting close to 8,000 steps
wonderful
a day.
So. Well, I beat both of you. I got 10,000.
Sure.
Just want to let you know that. And I'm going to up it because the bodybuilding contest, which is the...
Are you going to use my
July
Viking
19th.
Music?
Thank you. July 19th. What, Clint?
You going to use my Viking music?
I am. I already got one. Ooh, yeah. And thanks to Clint, I got on Viking music last year, and I have a new one with a whole new... a whole new way of posing that no one has ever seen in the history of bodybuilding. It's going to be a showstopper.
Sergio Olivia.
So July 19th, 2025, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Chattanooga Convention Center.
That's right. Thank you, because it wasn't there before.
And we have the Slim Fit Showdown that day.
There you go, Slim Fit. Clint won't be in that one for sure. All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and Podcast. Presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite and your least favorite podcast platforms or find us online at Vital Health Radio. For Clint Powell, Dr. Deering, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. And always remember to comment on our social media and any social media you see. You are our fans. You are our backups. You help us stand strong in this community. So see you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.